Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. Well, today's your short episode. We have two authors who answer five questions in 5 minutes. Which books and which authors are we featuring today? I hear you clamour. Well, let me answer. We have Everyone Here Is Lying by Shari LaPena and The New Wife by J.P. Delaney. Those are the books. Let's get started. So the first book is Everyone Here Is Lying by Shari LaPena, and the blurb is this. William Wooler is a family man on the surface, but he's been having an affair that ended horribly this afternoon at a motel up the road. So when he returns to his house, devastated and angry, to find his difficult 9-year-old daughter Avery unexpectedly home from school, William loses his temper. As later, Avery's family declares her missing, suddenly Stanhope doesn't feel so safe. And William isn't the only one on his street who's hiding a lie. As witnesses come forward with information that may or may not be true, Avery's neighbours become increasingly unhinged. Who took Avery Wooler? Nothing will prepare you for the truth. Wow, what a book. Let's go and talk to Shari now. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Shari LaPena, whose latest fabulous book is Everyone Here Is Lying. Shari, are you ready for 5 questions in 5 minutes?
I'm totally ready.
Your first question, can you summarize this book for us?
Yes, it's about a missing 9-year-old girl. She's got some behavioral problems and she has a sort of a difficult family situation. And she goes missing one day after school and the family is suspected. And then as the investigation expands, they start to realize that everybody on the street knows something or thinks they know something or pretends to know something about what happened to Avery.
Fantastic. Next question. Who should read this book? Who do you think it would appeal to?
Everybody. I think people who like thrillers, people who like domestic suspense, if you like fast-paced stories with lots of twists, and a lot of it's very sort of hot point of view. You get right into the head of a lot of the characters and feel their anxieties and their anticipation. And just as they unravel, you're right inside their heads as they get worried about what the police are going to discover and the worry for this little girl. So it's quite an emotional book as opposed to a detached point of view. Yeah, if you like a fast paced thrillery read, it's I'd say it's right up your alley.
Well, my next question relates to some of those words that you've just used. But the next question is, what do you want us to feel as we're reading it? And presumably it's the emotions and the worry.
The emotions and the worry. But I think the one thing about with my books, people tend to read them really fast. And, you know, and they say, oh, I couldn't put it down and I read it really fast. But sometimes I wish people would linger a little more on the characters because there's a lot going on inside them, especially if you look at the mothers and the couples and how they, there's a lot of characterization there besides the plot. So I think sometimes people read it really fast and sometimes it's worth lingering a little bit on those characters.
Yes, even just hearing you read the words, which you did in the first time we spoke about this book some weeks ago, it showed me as well that I need to stop and just savour the words because you use some beautiful words and it doesn't have to be a book that you just run through. You can really dwell in it.
Yeah. I tend to be not a fast reader myself, so I don't whip through a book for the plot points. I tend to read quite slowly, even if it's a thriller, and I enjoy all the levels in it. Like, I like to see the levels in a book. Layers, I guess, is what I mean.
Mm, wonderful. Your next question is, who was your favourite major and who was your favourite minor character in Everyone Here Is Lying?
Oh, gosh. A lot of them are kind of major. I kind of like Al, Nora's husband. He took off in a direction I didn't see coming. I guess he's a minor character. I guess my favorite major character is probably William Wooler, the guy who is on the hot seat and we don't know what he's hiding or what he's done. He was a favorite.
Great. Yeah. Now, your last question. When we talked to you previously, we were talking about biscuits and you admitted that you weren't a biscuit person, but you were a chocolate person. So that's fine. You're safe here. But the question this time is, what drink was powering the writing of this book?
Oh, decaf coffee. I drink a lot of decaf coffee.
Oh, that's unusual. A lot of authors I speak to have or need some caffeine to help them.
Yeah, I can't sleep if I have even the slightest bit of caffeinated coffee. I get my caffeine from chocolate, but if I have a caffeine coffee, even in the morning, I don't sleep well that night. So
Okay, fair enough.
Decaf coffee and chocolate.
And are you drinking that coffee with milk or are you drinking it black?
Milk.
Milk. There we go. Well, it's working. We love your book. So keep on your decaf and your chocolate. Shari LaPena, whose latest book is Everyone Here Is Lying. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Philippa.
Excellent. And now we go to The New Wife by J.P. Delaney. And let me read you the blurb on this one. When Finn Henson gets a call from his sister Jess to say their father has died, neither is heartbroken. Their parents divorced many years ago, after which their father Jimmy continued to live a bohemian lifestyle in sun-soaked Mallorca. Ownership of his beautiful but dilapidated farmhouse in the mountains now passes to Finn and his sister. The only problem is that Jimmy recently remarried and his new wife, Wenza, is still living there. The pair agree that Finn should go to Mallorca and tactfully take possession of their inheritance. When he arrives, however, Finn is surprised to find that Finca Siquia has been completely transformed into a chic Mediterranean bolt hole by Wenza and her 27-year-old daughter, Rosa. The Spanish police, meanwhile, are asking awkward questions about Jimmy's death. Well, let's talk to J.P. Delaney now. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast J.P. Delaney, whose latest fabulous book is The New Wife. J.P., welcome back to the podcast.
Good to see you again.
Well, we're going to start. You have 5 questions in 5 minutes. I hope you're ready for this. And your first question is, can you summarise this brilliant book for us?
Yes, it's about a young man who grew up on Mallorca. His parents divorced when he was 15 and his mother brought him and his sister back to England. But the deal was that they would inherit their father's dilapidated Mallorcan farmhouse when he died. So 15 years later, he dies and his sister alerts him to this fact, but also to the fact that their father recently remarried for the third time. They haven't met the wife, but his sister thinks that it would be sensible for him to go out and tactfully remind the new wife that she doesn't actually inherit the house, because they're not even sure whether the father ever told her. So he flies out to Mallorca and he gets 2 surprises. The first is that this dilapidated, falling down farmhouse has actually been taken in hand by the father's new wife and has been transformed into this beautiful, chic Mediterranean bolt hole with a swimming pool and a farm. And the second surprise is that the wife has a daughter, just slightly younger than him. And he wrestles a bit with the kind of morals of this situation. Is it right to deprive them of their home, particularly as he was estranged from his father? And his sister is very clear that, yeah, they need to sell and he needs to get the house on the market as quickly as possible. And while he's trying to work out what to do, he starts to develop feelings for the daughter. And that complication is where the plot kind of jumps off from.
Your next question is, who should read this? Who would this book appeal to?
Ooh, good question. I try to make my books, they're psychological thrillers. And psychological thrillers are often now pigeonholed as domestic noir. I try and make each of my books a little bit different, both from each other and from the kind of ordinary domestic world that we live in. So I like to think that people who, as well as people who just read domestic noir, actually it could appeal to a broader audience as well. And it's set in Majorca, which is an island I've visited a few times. And I think the sort of feeling of Majorca is quite an escapist place. And hopefully it's for people who like a bit of escapism and a bit of travelogue as well as thrillers.
Very good. Your next question. What do you want us to feel as we're reading The New Wife?
Well, this will sound very odd, but confused is the answer. Because it's a story where there's quite a lot of ambiguity, that the reader hopefully is thinking one thing and then something will happen, a kind of mini twist or change in perspective, and then you'll think a different thing. And your interpretation of the story is constantly in play. If I've done my job properly, it will feel like what you thought you knew last chapter has just been upended. So I try to keep that sort of ambiguity. I think of it almost as a kind of dance with the reader, that I try and keep that ambiguity going right to the very end.
The next question is, can you give me your favourite major character in the book, but also your favourite minor character in the book?
Oh, gosh. There's very few characters in it. It's almost a three-hander between Finn, the young man who goes out, and the wife, who is called Ruenza, and her daughter Rosa. They're both Albanian. But actually, my favourite character is probably Finn's sister, whose role is not as big as his, but they both grew up in this kind of hippie commune that the farmhouse was when they were young. And she's quite sort of damaged by it, but she's also really cynical about the motives of the two women that he encounters in this house. And that cynicism is both great fun to write, but it also provides a way into what the reader is often thinking. And it's all done over the phone and through text messages. And I just found that quite liberating to do in a way.
Yeah, I'm sure. A great read. So your final question, in the last episode when we talked to you about this book for the first time, you were asked about your biscuit of choice. And it was a cheese biscuit, if we were having to put you in a biscuit box. Your question this time is, what drink was powering the writing of The New Wife?
Coffee, definitely coffee. I'm a bit of a coffee nut. Once a long time ago, under a different name, in a different genre, I wrote a book about coffee, the growing of coffee. And thinking about coffee the whole time made me really, you know, want to have a good cup of coffee to hand always. And I invested a ridiculous amount of money in a Jura coffee maker, which grinds the beans fresh every time you press a button, and then you can have froth. And I try not to have too many a day, but I definitely have more than is good for me.
And you're having those black, or are you adding anything to it?
A tiny bit of milk, just because it makes really strong coffee.
Well, clearly works, because we just love The New Wife. JP Delaney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So those are your books. We've had Everyone Here Is Lying by Shari LaPena and The New Wife by JP Delaney. I'm going to send you on your way. Look after yourselves. And I'll be back on Monday with a longer episode. So just look after yourselves and I'll see you very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.